राधा माधव कुंज विभवी गोविंद वल्लभ
Thank you.
but he died. Yathaikatmyanubhavanam vikalpa rahitah svayam bhushanayudha lingakhya dhatte shakti svamayaya yathaikatmyanubhavanam vikalpa rahitah svayam bhushanayudha lingakhya dhatte shakti svamayaya. Satyamanena sarvagyo bhagavan harihi patu sarvair swarupairna sada sarvatra sarvagaha. Yatha, just as aikatmya, in terms of oneness manifested in varieties. Anubhavanam, of those thinking. Vikalpa rahitaha, the absence of difference. Swayam, himself. Bhushana, decorations. Ayudha, weapons. Lingakhya, characteristics and different names. Dhatte, possesses. Shakti, potencies like wealth. It's a small list here. Influence, power, knowledge, beauty, and renunciation. All the six opulences, in fact. Swamayaya, by expanding his spiritual energy. Tena eva, by that. Satyamanena, true transcend, true understanding. Sarvagyaha, omniscient. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Harihi, who can take away all the illusion of the living entities. Atu, may he protect sarvai, with all rupai, his forms, us, sada, always, sarvatra, everywhere, sarvagaha, who is all pervasive, consolation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entities, the material energy, the spiritual energy, and the entire creation are all individual substances. In the ultimate analysis, however, together they constitute the Supreme One, the Personality of Godhead. Therefore, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge see unity in diversity. For such advanced persons, the Lord's bodily decorations, His name, His fame, His attributes and forms, and the weapons in His hand are manifestations of the strength of His potency. According to their elevated spiritual understanding, the omniscient Lord, who manifests various forms, is present everywhere. May He always protect us everywhere from all calamities. Now thus the prayers continue. Purport. A person highly elevated in spiritual knowledge knows that nothing exists but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Did I get that? Nothing exists, but who exists? Supreme Personality of Godhead. All that exists is Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the translation, they're all individual substances. And it had mentioned in translation, in ultimate analysis, however, together all those different individual substances, there's a list. Supreme Lord, living entities, material energy, spiritual energy, entire creation are all individual substances. And in ultimate analysis, however, together they constitute the Supreme One. Together, all of them put together, constitute, make the Supreme One, that One. One without second. A statement like that. One without second. At the bottom. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4, where Lord Krishna says, Maya tatam idam sarvam, indicating that everything we see is an expansion of His energy. Energy and energetic, not different. They cannot be separated. The powerhouse and the power, they're together. Two together is one. This is confirmed in the Vishnu Puran. Ekadesha sthitasya agner jyotishna vistarini yatha parasya brahmanaha shaktis tathedam akhilam jagat. Translation coming. As a fire, although existing in one place, can expand its light and heat everywhere, so So the omnipotent Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although situated in his spiritual abode, expands himself everywhere, in both the material and spiritual worlds, by his various energies. Fire is in one place, but the heat, light of that same fire everywhere, or depending on what kind of fire, like a sun. Sun is also fiery planet. You could see the light right here. During the day you'll feel some heat also. Temperature goes up. Sun doesn't come to Belgium to give the light or the heat. He is wherever he is. But he is at the same time here in Belgium in the form of the heat and the light. Right? This is what has been explained by this quotation from Vishnu Purana. This is knowing God, we say. Know God. This is to know God. This is part of God realization, Krishna realization. Since both cause and effect are the Supreme Lord,
excuse me.
So everything has to be noted. You're taking notes? Mental. In your faith, in your intelligence, your memory. So there are some are writing down also. So consequently, the ornaments... that was a very powerful statement. Since, we'll go back to that. Since both cause and effect are the Supreme Lord, there is no difference between cause and effect. Vikalpa rahita svayam. This is because in the verse there are different statements now to support things, statements are appearing in the purport to uphold those statements, to substantiate those statements. Consequently, the ornaments and the weapons of the Lord, being expansions of his spiritual energy, are not different from him. There is no difference between Lord and his variously presented energies. This is also confirmed in Padma Purana. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnaha Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatva Nama Namino Abhinna Abhinna means not bhinna. A means no, bhinna means different. Not different. What is not different? Nam and nami. Good. Abhinnatvat nama nami no. Together nama nami no. Two. They are not different. So again, could be said that not only Nam is not different, his roof, his form is not different from the Lord, his qualities are not different from the Lord, These pastimes are not different. Pastimes are the Lord's. That's the Lord. Pastime is a Lord. Form is a Lord. Name is a Lord. So likewise, when his weapons, that's like a Lord. Just cannot be separated from different weapons. All these prayers were for this weapon, that weapon. So the holy name of the Lord is fully identical with the Lord, not partially. The word Purna means complete. And that the name is somewhat like Lord. That's not the idea. Something, some sort of Lord is the name. No, it's complete, Purna. As much is the Lord, that much is also the holy name, Purnam. Purnam. The Lord is omnipotent and omniscient, and similarly his name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and everything pertaining to him are complete, pure, eternal and free from material contamination. Om Purnam Adha Purnam Idam Purna Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Ashishate. You take complete from complete. There's something complete. Lord is complete, and then you take one complete item out of that complete. What remains is also complete. That's why our preachers say 1 minus 1 is supposed to be 0. But that is here. In the spiritual sky, the spiritual world, in relationship with the Lord, 1 minus 1 is equal to
1.
It's a different calculation, different song. It's a different world. Different. The prayer to the ornaments and the carriers of the Lord is not false, for they are as good as the Lord. Since the Lord is all pervasive, he exists in everything, and everything exists in him. In the pillar also? Prahlad was asked. Prahlad was talking this language. Oh, my Lord is everywhere. What do you mean? Is he in this pillar? Why not? Hiranyakashipu started striking that pillar, and well, just because also for that reason also that his devotee had said that my Lord is everywhere, including in that pillar, to make that statement come true, to prove. What is the satyam bhajitam? Satyam vidhatam. Nija bhakta bhajitam. Nija bhakta is Prahlad, is his bhakta. So he has said something, bhashitam, to make that satya. Oh, this is true. What my devotee said is true. I am everywhere, including in the pillar. So here is a proof. To prove the statement of Prahlad, Lord appeared from the pillar. He's everywhere. He's in that pillar. He exists, okay. Therefore, even worship of Lord's weapons and ornaments has the same potency as the worship of the Lord. Mayavadis, Aradhananam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhyate Param. Then, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. You worship Parataram Devi, the superior goddess. Vishnu is the supreme object of worship. But you could also worship Tadiyana, Tadiya. His energies or his devotees. Vinadke. Tadiyanam Samarchana. So we worship Tulsi Maharani, we worship. And worship the land of pastimes, worship Giriraj Govardhan, we worship devotees of the Lord. We worship our friends. And that it becomes like worshipping the Lord Himself. Mayavadis refuse to accept the form of the Lord, or they say that the form of the Lord is Maya or false. That's why they are called Mayavadis. They take Lord's form as Maya, false or temporary, not permanent, like Vaishnavas. That's the difference. Vaishnavas. Lord's form is eternal. It existed before and it is right here. He appears before us, or in this world He manifests. Not that temporarily He takes the form. Avyaktad vyaktimapannam mannanteim mam abuddhaya, Lord Krishna said. The Mayavadis, Lord described them as abuddhaya. Means no buddhaya, no buddhi, no intelligence. Those less intelligent folks, what do they say? Avyaktad vyaktimapannam. Vyakti means form. Vyakti means personality. Where has vyakti or personality come from? Manyante. Those less intelligent think avyakta, from unmanifested existence comes the manifested existence of the form. This is understanding, which is a misunderstanding by the Mayavadis. Sometimes they will show there's an Om. What happened? There was an Om, impersonal Om, the light, and then from that appeared. From avyakta, vyaktimapanna. And then you will go back to avyakta. And you will go back to that all-pervading light, unmanifested. So for them there is no spiritual, Mayavadis have no clue of the spiritual world and the spiritual planets and different forms of the Lord. They reside there eternally. Basically, they don't understand this avatar concept. Sambhavami yugi yugi, I appear from time to time. I'm always somewhere existing, residing, and from there, avatar meaning the very simple straightforward meaning is, avatar means to descend. Incarnation, we say, is like to descend, avatar, avatarati. You are on the 10th floor and then you take a lift, don't jump, and you come down. And someone is there to greet you or shake hand or that you exist there on the 10th or 100th floor, and from there you have come down and someone is meeting you or greeting you. Not that you are not there and suddenly, oh, here I go. And then he gives you darshan, and as soon as he is out of sight, he becomes non-existent or just all-pervading. No, that's not the idea. So Lord is there. Yeah. I'm there in my abode. I reside there. Really? Okay. So these Mayavadis are Mayavadi Krishna Prati. Mayavadis are Krishna Aparadhi. They are big offenders. Yes, yes, God exists in the Prabhupada. Writes this. You show me, yes, yes, yeah, God exists, but he can't see. In other words, he's a blind. Prabhupada says, yes. Oh, Lord, I look at this. Comes his mind. Oh, yes, God exists, but he cannot. Has no legs. He is lame. He is deaf. Or deaf. Who would care to love and serve and worship such God? The blind God. Lame God. Helpless God. So they are offender, big offender, these Mayavadis. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, Mayavadi, Mayavad Bhasha Sunile, Ula Sarvanash. You will lose everything, especially you lose bhakti, devotion. So no surrender, they don't want to surrender. Render service to the Lord, just finish him up, or you be him. Yes. The materialists, they want to enjoy energy of the Lord. Materialists, they want to enjoy the energy of the Lord. All the gifts of God, this is what the whole world is, Lord's world, creation. They want to enjoy, they want to enjoy, they want to enjoy. And then Mayavadis want to be God. And others want to enjoy like God. At least that's the spirit. They want to enjoy like God. They want the kingdom of God without God. Kingdom of as materialist, party materialist. Then there are different names, communists and socialists, and the big list. But this is called Aham Mameti in Bhagavatam. There's two parties mentioned. One part is aham, the other part is mama. Aham means I am. I am. I exist. Nothing else exists. That is Brahman. I merge into Brahman and I just exist. the other part is mama. Mama means mine. This belongs to me, this belongs to me, this belongs to me. Mama. Another part is aham. So Mayavadi say aham. The materialists say mama. This is mine. I'll enjoy this. This is for my enjoyment, this is for my exploitation. Jnana karmadi anagatam. Bhakti is beyond this idea of jnana and karma. Karmis and jnanis. The party that says, this is mine, I have plans, you know. I have grabbed so much, accumulated so much wealth, so much property, and I have schemes with which I will acquire more. This is, Krishna is talking like this. I mean, he's mentioning the demoniac nature. Ishvaro aham sukhi aham bhogi aham. So the whole world, Belgium, Benelux, Baltic nations, or what about those? Sweden, Norway, Scandinavian, some groupings they have done, the Middle East countries, Far East, Far Out, Down Under, East and West, and everywhere. All the humans put together, they could be put into this broad category of aham party and mama party. So this aham party is Prabhupada preached to them, and then it says, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisheshvadi party, this aham party, this mayavad, so much impersonalism. Lord is not a person, they have no idea. And voidism, that's another party. Voidism, that's really worse. Voidism. Shunyava, Nirvisheshva. Nirvisheshva means Mayava. Other people are Mayavadis. You know, this religion, that religion, even Hindus are big Mayavadis. Muslims are Mayavadis. They are no clue. Form on the Lord. The Bible does say, that's about 99 names of Allah. That is why their rosary has 99 beads. There's a list of 99 names. The names, the qualities. Allah is God is great and other. It's a talk of name, form, qualities. Still they want to conclude ultimately. So this sampradaya, parampara, is important. Outside the parampara, outside the civic succession, all preachings, all talk, and all the scriptures which go under different banners, different names, this scripture, so the Mayavad or Shunyavad, voidism or impersonalism. And this is and that is. No Krishna. Or Rama and their forms. That pastime, their abode exists. And we continue to exist after all that they do say. The humble, what will the humble do? He will inherit the kingdom of the Lord. Humble or meek? The meek shall inherit the kingdom of the Lord. There's a talk of kingdom of the Lord. Maybe they think of Swarga, a heavenly planet, as kingdom. There's a talk of kingdom of the Lord. So be aware of this Mayavad. That's Srila Prabhupada's contribution. Is preached against Mayavad business. Again, everything that is against Krishna, he preached against that. Tried to defeat that. Put it in its place. Krishna, but he puts comma and then what? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, the Supreme. Because there's so much talk has taken place, and so much has been written against the personality of Godhead. So to neutralize that, shut up. Silence, please. To quieten such talks. Prabhupada is bombarding Krishna, the Supreme Personality, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality, Krishna, the Supreme Personality. And then demigod worshipping party is also there. This is a karmi part. This is part of karmis, fruity workers. This is a mama party. It's also a demigod worshipping party. It's a mama, my. So, Prabhupada has singled out Krishna, separated Krishna. He is distinguished. Mattaha parataram nanyat kinjit asti. No one is equal to, no one is superior to me. God has already said that in Bhagavad Gita. That's what the teachings of Bhagavad Gita are presented by Srila Prabhupada is called Bhagavad Gita. What? As it is. As it is. As it is. As Lord meant to speak, and His intended meanings are kept intact. And Prabhupada used to say, let Krishna speak for himself. You shut up. Let Krishna speak. Let him speak. But these commentators, they don't let Krishna speak. Although they use Krishna's Bhagavad Gita, they keep that in front of them, but then, I think, finished, Bhagavad Gita is finished. According to me, it's my opinion. Fine, it's your opinion. That has nothing to do with Krishna's opinion, what Krishna has to say. That is not as it is. Anti-Krishna. Against what Krishna has said. So many things, just contradicting Krishna. That Radha Krishna. Mamekam Charanam Raj. But that doesn't mean he has to surrender unto Krishna, who is standing before Arjuna, but no, something unmanifest within that Krishna, something that is not manifest. Surrender to Pakka Maya, with Maya. For so many obedience. And then, as a result, Jata Mat, Jata Path. As many mat. Mat means opinion. Jata mat tata pat. As many opinions, those many paths. Meaning, as many people on the planet, in fact, those many paths. That is why latest ism, we said the list of ism, communism and impersonalism. In America, what they're practicing, that ism. That's why reaction of that was communism. What is it? Huh? Capitalism. Capitalism. And reaction of that was communism and some other ism. Some they make some adjustment and Nazism, another ism, Gandhiism. So latest ism is individualism. Individualism. Each one has his own philosophy, his own theory, his own opinion. So as many human beings are on the planet, kind of. Those many ways. Because no one wants to accept the authority of Krishna. Vaishnava Acharyas, Vaishnava Sampradaya. Then all this, so big confusion, big mass, as a result of conflict. Someone said, Prabhupada, he doesn't accept anyone's opinion, Prabhupada. He doesn't accept anyone. Someone said to Prabhupada, that's not possible. Everyone has to accept someone. So when you say he doesn't accept anyone, means he's accepting himself. He's accepting himself. And he's following himself. Whatever that himself is his opinion, he just follows that. Mayavadis refuse to accept the form of the Lord. Or they say that the form of the Lord is Maya or false. But one should note very carefully that this is not acceptable. Although the Lord's original form and his impersonal expansion are one, the Lord maintains his form, qualities, and abode eternally. Therefore, from the form of the Lord, so much light emanates from the form of the Lord. Lord's form is brilliant as not just one sun. Koti Surya Samaprabha. Lord has described that. Koti Surya Samaprabha. The effulgence, the brilliance of the Lord is equal to, or cannot even equal with the millions of suns, effulgence put together, still Lord's effulgence is brighter. So if we were to look at effulgence, okay, my example was Aman, devotees kind of simple thing, liked it. And if when there's a darkness, we don't see, right? When there's a darkness, we don't see. But if there's too much light, if I come with a big torch light and put right in front of your eyes, then also you do not see. And you do not also see the torch holder, you do not see. The source of light you do not see. You kind of become blind. You see so much light that you stop seeing. You just see the light and then you kind of think, I am light. He becomes light. He becomes full of light. I am light. So much light coming in. I am light. Now I am full. He doesn't see one who is holding that torch. So, Lord, that light, effulgence coming from the Lord is coming from the torch. Lord's form is a torch. Lord's form is the generator of that light. He's a powerhouse of that light. So these Mayavadis, they see the light and they stop seeing the powerhouse. The source of that light, they stop seeing. And they end up becoming Mayavadis, impersonalists. They want to merge into that light. Merging. Although the Lord's original form and His impersonal expansions are one, the Lord maintains His form qualities and abode eternally. Therefore, this prayer says, Patu sarvai swarupai na sada sarvatra sarvagaha. May the Lord, who is all pervasive in His various forms, protect us everywhere. The Lord is always present everywhere by His name, form, qualities, attributes, and paraphernalia, and they have all equal power to protect devotees. Sri Madhvacharya explains this as follows. Eka eva paro Vishnur bhusha heti Vajas Vajaha Tat Shakti Pradatvena Swayam Eva Swayam Sthitaha Satyanena Mam Devaha Patu Sarve Swaro Hari. The Lord is present everywhere. Oh God, prayers. Yeah, the Lord is. Lord is everywhere, so He could also protect us. Wherever we are, He could protect us. Lord is everywhere. And an example also, sun is far away, but He is also here. With the light and some effect, cause and effect. Cause and effect. And they both constitute together one. Cannot be separated, cause and effect. So Lord is everywhere and He could protect us also wherever God is everywhere, but God knows everything. These two things are there. He's omniscient and he's omnipotent. Everyone kind of talks this language. God being omniscient. He knows everything. God is omni. This is what, which language is this? Omni?
Latin
language. And Latin, which is highly respected language, of course. Glorified language for some scriptures. In Latin, is Bible originally some Latin
Italy.
Connection?
No, Italy.
Italy is a country, but language. Partially Greek and some Latin. No, Latin?
No, it was different. Hebrew and Greek. And it was translated into Latin.
Good.
The only part, the omnipotent, comes from Sanskrit. Om.
Okay. Ultimately. Everything comes from mother of all languages. Yes, so God is everywhere. And because he's omniscient and omnipotent first. Because he's omnipotent. He's all powerful and is present everywhere. That sense also is there. And hence he is omniscient. He knows everything. He's everywhere, so he knows everything. Is that a good conclusion? He's everywhere, so he knows everything. We are only here, so we know what is around us here, within the four walls. We are not anywhere else right now, so we don't know. Whatever is happening, going on, we don't know because we are only here. The Lord is everywhere, so he knows everything. Sarvagya, sarvatra, these terms are used here also. Lord is sarvatra, he is everywhere. Hence he is sarvagya, he knows everything. Sarva means all. In Quran, Monday 40, a Muslim background, now he's a Hare Krishna. He said that there's a statement in Quran that says that it's a dark night. Pitch dark, is it? It's very dark. And then there's a very rocky black mountain. And one black ant is crawling on the top of that black mountain in the middle of the black night. God knows there is an ant on such and such mountain right now crawling. Only God knows. So this is one example of God knows everything. Because no it also said? Mm-hmm. How could God know everything? Because he has his agents, or he has his spies, he has his witnesses. 13 of them, I think, in the sixth canto of the Ajamil episode, is it 13? I think there are 13 different witnesses. You may think of, oh, there's no one around here. I could go ahead and do this nonsense or that. And we can say, no one has taken note of this. So they forget, oh, the light of the sun was there. Even the night, in the darkness of the night is a witness. The directions of the witness. The wind that is blowing is also witness. There's no one around, the air is flowing and bringing the news. So there's different witnesses out there. So the information technology, information gathering is planned that way, and Lord comes to know. There's another way for it. Not necessary, really, but that arrangement is also there. Well, what about, isn't Lord in the heart of all the living entities? Yes? No?
Yes.
So, how far away is he from us? But everyone else is outside of us. The Lord is the one who is sitting next to us. The Kathopanishad says how the body is a tree and then there are two birds sitting. One is Atma, one is Paramatma. And this Paramatma is watching, and Sakshi, Bhagavad Gita says Sakshi, and Anumantacha. Sakshi and Anumant. And he is okay, could do this, okay, could do this. Anumanta. And the Lord within the heart, he knows. Sarvashacham Hridisannivista Mattaha Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Jis. I am the source of the knowledge of that person. Remembrance of that person is controlled, governed by me. And forgetfulness is also coming from me. See, if someone says, hey, God doesn't exist, hey, he doesn't exist. Who is saying this? Lord says this. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and say it. I don't exist. I could even give you some logic and argument. Be convinced and declare to the whole world that I don't exist. Tell. But who's telling all this? Who's saying all this from within? It's God. Boy comes and opens the door. Is your father here? And the son says, let me check out. And he goes all around this big house. And son, oh, such and such, Mr. John. We'll have to see you. But this gentleman, George, not interested in seeing. Oh, that's John. Again. So he tells his son, go tell John that I'm not here. So little little boy, innocent and straightforward as they are. He comes to the door and he tells this John, "My father said..." What did he say? "He's not here." "My father said..." So that world is talking, God doesn't exist, God doesn't exist. Who is saying this? You like to think like this? Okay, go ahead. The Lord in the heart. Okay, I don't exist. Because you know, if God exists, and you have to do this, don't do this. If you do this, there's a sin and then there's a guilt, and so let's kill the God. Finish him up. And then you could do any damn nonsense. Who is there to watch or take some action? So Prabhupada said, scientists want to kill God. Other parties. Finish him up. Then I am God. Not only God exists, he knows everything. Which Lord said in Bhagavad Gita, Veda aham, Veda aham. Veda means no. Aham, I know, I know, I know. What do you know? And Lord said, Veda aham samatitani, vartamanani charjuna, bhavishani cha bhutani, mam tu vedana kashyama. Lord, what did he say? Lord said, I know. What do I know? Living entities, past, I know. Samatitani, I know. Past, whatever has already happened, I know. Vartamanani, what is happening in the present tense, I know. Bhavishani, is future, I know. But the trouble is, well, no one knows me. I know everything about everybody, but no one knows me. Mam tu veda na kasham. Veda aham, I know. But mam tu veda na kasham. But no one knows me. So Lord has very expertly hidden himself, or he's all pervading, but he covers himself. Aham prakasa sarvashaha yoga maya samavataha. Then you become blind, you can't see. Lord knows. Who was that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knows our thoughts also. He knows every single thought that comes and goes is noted by the Lord. They are not allowing me. In Srivas Angan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do that nocturnal kirtan, all night long kirtan. Only with the pure devotees. The whole screening process. If you are pure, 100% pure devotees, okay, come in. There's any little bit of contamination of karma or jnana or bhakti kami, mukti kami, or siddhi kami. Out. But one person, he was a brahmachari, just drinking milk, very austere, and he was very eager to see the Lord. And Srivas Thakur was the host of the whole, every night kirtan. It was happening at his residence. So this Brahmacharya, he was begging, please, please allow me one. Just once, you know, you please allow me one day, one night. I want to witness Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kingdom. Please don't deprive me of this opportunity. She was begging, insisting, consistently insisting. So finally, Srivas said, okay. But don't come in the front or don't come in the middle of the kirtan, okay? Hidingly. I will allow you, but hidingly, he could see. So he was allowed. His pride was, I'm such an austere brahmacharya, I only drink milk. This chaturmasya I follow. This discussion. So, as usual, everyone arrived and kirtan was beginning. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I don't feel very ecstatic today. I'm not in this same mood as other nights. Is someone wrong? Person has been admitted? That could be the only possibility why I'm not feeling ecstatic and excited today. The Lord knows. Yes, sure, there's someone here. And he was, Sudarshan! Where is my chakra? So this brahmachari, only milk, drinking brahmachari, he realized, oh, that's me, because of me. And if I don't leave, probably I will lose my life. So he ran out of the door, or threw out of the window, and left. And he was returning to his ashram. But while he was returning to his ashram, first of all, he was happy that he was allowed at least a little glimpse of Mahaprabhu, just maybe beginning of the show, kirtan presentation. At the same time, he was kind of lamenting, oh, I did not do the right thing. Why did I push for entrance? I did not do this. I should not have done this. This was a wrong thing on my part. I caused the whole inconvenience to go round up. And he was feeling very bad about this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, go. Call him back. He can come in. He has the right mentality. He has the right attitude. Or he's, for the offense he committed, he insisted in the entrance. And he's now lamenting, admitting his fault. So that mentality has now been rectified. Now he's okay now. He's normal. He's pure now. Mahaprabhu sent Pandya Gauri to. Because he was Lord of his and Srivas Thakur's house. And the brahmacharis on the road on the way back to ashram. What he was thinking is noted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he can come. Now he can come. So this is an example of Lord's knowing everything, Lord's taking note of our thoughts. Such Lord protect us. We offer we serve the lotus feet of the Lord, we remember the lotus feet of the Lord, right? Our focus is on the feet of the Lord and on the soles of Lord's feet are different marks. Most or all of these weapons mentioned in this prayer, chakra, rod, or lotus, this or that, they're markings, permanent markings of these signs and weapons, the fish and lightning. They are on the soles of Lord's lotus feet. They're not just painted temporarily. They are there eternally as part of Bhushan mentioned here, decorations, the weapon. They are part. Yeah, they are. You have seen the photographs of lotus, the soles of Lord's lotus feet. You have seen? Yes? That's a photograph. Lord must be existing, otherwise how could he take a photograph? Proof. Lord exists, and see? The details. Chinna. Signs. So, the understanding is that as we serve and pray and remember those lotus feet of the Lord, then the different weapons, different signs, they do different things for one who is offering prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord. Those the signs, they're active, not just stuck and painted. They could come alive and they could get activated, motivated, get into action. The chakra. The devotee is to be protected. The chakra gets going, ready to protect. So all the signs, there are 9 and 11, or 8 and 11, someone remembers? Right foot and left foot, there's also a fixed number. So many signs, a total of 18 or 19. One has a couple of less signs. The other one is two, couple of extra signs. And there's a, for each sign, what this sign, this weapon, what does that do to a devotee who is offering the prayers? is explained as understanding. Lokha Shamana's thumb. Very last prayer of the, or statement of Bhagavatam. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya. Sarva Bhava Pranasham. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya. This is the 18,000th verse of Bhagavatam. Full stop. Period. There's no more. So that verse, first of all, glorifies Kirtan. So, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya. Of whose is Lord's? Nama Sankirtanam Yasya. Sarva Bhava Pranasham. The chanter is all Pah, Nash, finished. And Pranam Dukkha Shamanastham. Pranam. And as you offer Pranam to the Lord, Lord's lotus feet, Dukkha Sham. Dukkha means suffering. Sham means subdued. Your suffering is subdued. And finally wiped out. Or in the place of suffering, all auspiciousness will be established. Sham, sham, dham. The qualities of Ramana is peaceful also. Sham also means peaceful. That person will become peaceful. By pranam, offering your pranams to the lotus feet of the Lord, all those signs on the soles of the lotus feet of the Lord, they become activated. They take action. You came in, you offered your obeisances, prayers, obeisances. You went away, giving a lot of homework to the Lord. And then everyone coming. And this weekend, there will be thousands coming, hundreds, I don't know. Janmashtami 3000 coming. So they come. And Lord knows everybody. And they could all pray at the same time. If somebody wanted to see the president, he said, I'm busy, I'm already meeting somebody. You wait, you wait. Does Lord do that? Do all the 1,000 people have to stand in a queue? One by one? Yeah. Because of the physical the arrangement. There's no space for 1,000 people to go in, so they go one by one. But what if all the people came? Could Lord handle all of them? Same time, same time. 1,000 people could pray to the one person same time, and he's taking note of 1,000 people's prayers same time. And he knows all those 1,000 people completely well. Then he also responds, not now. Your desire will be fulfilled in due course of time. Some instantly time has come. Some ideas, time has come now, okay, you award now, you get next day, you will never get it. So this is Lord again. This is Lord, how he could deal with all the living entities he can simultaneously deal with, all of them also, with thousands of them. And this had happened when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that very special darshan for 21 hours for Mahaprakash Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, call everybody, call everybody, call everybody. And they were all called, invitations sent out, and thousands and thousands coming in, going in, And Lord went and sat on the altar with amongst the deities. Because everyone needs to try to pray, He is Lord. Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of God, is Chaitanya. He was trying to say, no. I'm a servant of the Lord. I'm Bhakta. I'm not Bhagavan. There's so many people. From time to time, He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. One day he said, okay. If you say so, let it be so. Okay. Today you call everybody. And as thousands came, thousands were in audience. And one Lord was giving darshan to those thousands in attendance. And that one Lord was dealing, was a dialogue between thousands of them simultaneously. And it was so amazing experience for all those who were present. Although everyone was talking with one person. But when someone was talking with his Lord, he was experiencing that he's the only one there. And he didn't have to say to someone next, hey, shut up, you know, let me, I'm talking also. The next door person, he was talking, but I'm not hearing. Yes, I'm hearing what I'm saying to the Lord, and He's saying to me. That was going on. And Lord was dealing with each person differently, appropriately. As he knew each one of them, he knew very well, thoroughly well. So he was able to diagnose everybody. And then he was able to prescription also for everybody. You get this, you do this, don't do this. When you go to the doctor asks you, he doesn't know anything. He's asking millions of questions before he could come to some kind of conclusion or before he prescribes you this or that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't have to make all the inquiries. He knew. And he knew who is who also. Murari Gupta, he knew Murari Gupta. So while dealing with Murari Gupta, for Murari Gupta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Sri Ram. Because Murari Gupta was Ram's devotee, Hanuman. Hanuman had appeared in the form of Murari Gupta. When Lord was dealing with Murari Gupta, and he was dealing with all of them, including Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta, for him, and Lord was not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Sri Ram. At that time, when Murari Gupta looked at himself, he was Hanuman. A tail in the back, and mouth, monkey, Hanuman. It's like they're each one of them in their swaroop and their relationship, which Ras Dasya, Bhava, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, according to each one's mellow, their ras, relationship. In the constitutional position of that particular devotee, was dealing accordingly with all present simultaneously. Lord is able to remember everybody, everything. Because his form is, his rupa is eternal. His body never changes. Our body keeps changing all the time, so we forget. But Lord's body, same person, same body, forever. So he remembers. But there's no change of body. Same body. We change the body and everything. We forget everything. Hari Hari. Okay, you forgot to eat. Okay, so any comments, questions if you have, otherwise Mahaprasad is over there. Is there? Yeah, but when we come, all these vadis, Samyavad, Gandhivad, Mayavad, Vad means ism again. So all that is outside, everywhere, and they are the ones, they come in. So for sure, they bring their what, their opinions with them. But I mean, they are coming also because they are genuinely interested in Krishna consciousness. They are coming because they have come to conclusion that, well, many conclusions. One of them is Bhavanam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate. For many, many births, one who is knowledgeable, he surrenders unto me. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. What is that knowledge? Oh Lord, Vasudeva is all in all. Krishna is all in all. With that understanding, he comes to Krishna consciousness moment, or some sort of, doing some initial understanding. So he comes to surrender unto the Lord. He comes because he liked kirtan. So he comes. Or he liked prasadam, so he comes. What else? He liked the festival, he comes. So he liked our exhibit, museum, he comes. So what he liked, which is all Krishna, Krishna's museum. Krishna's prasad, Krishna's name, Krishna's delight, devotees, their dealings. So with this, whatever contamination or the ism that he had come with, walked in with, he should be cheto darpana marjanam mahadavagni nirvapanam. It is expected that he will, that contamination, mayavad, or this vad, or that ism, that philosophy, that ideas, individualism, will be wiped out, eradicated. come from his from core, his heart, wherever it was sticking. And as he hears this Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Slope, Nasta Prayeshu Bhadreshu, whatever is inauspicious, Bhadra, inauspicious, cleansing, Vidanati. So this message of Bhagavatam, the holy name, Krishna Prasad, that Prasad is not only food for stomach, it's food for soul that enters your consciousness. It's going to enter your consciousness, purify your consciousness. You are what you eat. And it could also say, you are what the company that you keep. So if you have this company of Hare Krishna devotees, you become like them. As you hear Hare Krishna, Hare Bhagavatam. So we expect whatever contamination that was there before, and you came with that to some extent, was still there, will be removed. Anything else?